Well, it's important every single year, and unfortunately in the U.S. it's not practiced as much as it is in some other countries around the world, where it is a major day of recognition of women's achievements and call for greater women's rights. But I think with Donald Trump in the White House, it's suddenly become a bigger issue because more women have woken up to the fact that our rights are not going to improve. In fact, they'll go backwards if we don't get out in the streets and in the suites and do whatever we can to demand that the Trump administration stop rolling back our rights, and instead we want to go forward.
Well, I agree. I think there was a certain comfortability with President Obama in charge, and now women are on the streets. Women are worried that their rights are going to be taken away. Are you hearing that from the people that you talk to?
Well, yes. I mean, certainly we already have right in the first 2 days of the Trump administration, the imposition again of the global gag rule that means that the U.S. Tax dollars won't go to any organization overseas that gives women the full explanation of their reproductive choices. And then we have the call to defund Planned Parenthood here at home. And then I think in general, just the fact that we have a man that has been so misogynistic and so horrific the way he talks about women, to be in the White House and to be bringing people into his close circle like the Vice President Mike Pence, who has been anti-choice. And then we have white nationalists like Steve Bannon in the White House, who has a history of abuse of women. So we've got all kinds of people now representing us in the White House that turning our rights backwards instead of forward, and I think we have tremendous reason to be concerned.
Medea, you've been an activist for peace and social justice for a long time. What would you say to the women around the world, especially the young women who perhaps haven't been involved in these kind of issues before? How can they bring peace into the movement that's an activist movement now?
Well, I think that it's that we have to do some new things. So it's not so much telling women what has worked for us in the past because we're in different times. But certainly there are some tried and true things, and that is organizing and mobilizing and being creative and doing things on the inside and outside. For example, working with our friends in local office or in Congress who can have an influence inside the system and on the outside being organizing not just rallies and demonstrations, which might happen every couple of months, but to be creating organizations at the local level or joining up with ones that already exist, to be doing regular kinds of activities that range from educating women about our rights and how they're being taken away from us to getting people to put pressure on the mostly men who want to take away our rights and doing that in creative ways. And I think the fact that we started out this presidency with this huge women's march has put us in a very positive mind frame and sense of spirit and sense of women power that can move us through the months and unfortunately years to come in this idea of mobilizing and inspiring. And I also think we have to be intergenerational. Unfortunately, in this country, so much of our work is done separating people, not only by ethnicity and religion, but also by age. And for a really vibrant women's group, we have to have young and older women working together, as well as, of course, women of different ethnic backgrounds and different beliefs.
the World Economic Forum recently released a report, and they said at the current rate of improvement, it would take 170 years to eradicate the disparity in pay and employment opportunities, you know, between men and women. And we see this over and over again, this disparity in the number of women in the United States who are in public office compared to men and compared to other countries where women are making real strides as far as being representing, you know, making up more of the parliament, making up more of the legislatures, that kind of thing. What can women do? How should they organize themselves to like be a larger part of that process?
Well, yes, first, I think it's important to recognize what you say, that in the United States, we are so far behind. There are so many other countries, including Muslim countries, that have had women heads of states for a long time. I remember several decades ago being in the largest Muslim country in the world, Indonesia, when Megawati Sukarno-Putri became president. And I thought, my goodness, you know, here they are so far ahead of us in terms of women's leadership. There are dozens of countries that have more women in their legislative bodies than we do in the United States. And so I think to stop thinking of ourselves as so advanced and so, quote, exceptional, but recognize we're actually quite backwards when it comes to women being represented in elected office and women represented in the boardrooms and all kinds of the most powerful positions in this country are still to a large extent held by men. So I think it's to expose that, for example, university students to look at their boards to see who's on the Board of Regents and is it 50% women, and if not, why not, and what we can do about it. People in the workplace to be complaining and organizing to have more women in management positions. Certainly in levels of elected officials, I think more women have to run themselves. I ran for office as part of the Green Party, and it was a wonderful experience, and it forces you to really expand your own abilities and your own knowledge and get out there and really represent women. So all of those things are important to do.
And there seems to be still such a double standard for women in the election process. I mean, if we look at the presidential race, I mean, can you imagine that if Hillary Clinton had been married three times and had children with three different partners and bragged about sexual conquests, you know, she would never have found her way even onto a primary ballot, let alone underneath the presidential seal. I mean, those are the things
that we... It's hard to even imagine that, her talking the way Trump talked.
Those are things we take for granted in our society, that double standard. That's why it's so much a steeper climb for women to do things that matter, to be a part of it, processes like, you know, a peace and war.
Well, yes, and it's funny you bring up that comparison because I never really, really thought about it in those terms, and it's great to juxtapose the way Trump acts with how would a woman be treated if she did that. And then in terms of your last comment about war, I do want to say that as myself, someone who has worked for decades on this issue of war and peace, I really feel that we have to do much, much more to connect the issue of women's rights, women's needs, women's oppression, and war, whether it's war against women being used as rape, and women having to be the ones to try to keep their family together when they've lost their husbands, their breadwinners, or the resource depletion that is causing wars that make it so difficult for women to do basic things like find water and food for their families, the refugee crisis that has affected so many women and children. And yet these issues of war are not high enough on the list when we talk about women's issues. And the other thing is to look at all the money that we spend on war and how this has taken away the resources we need for education of our children, for the health care we need for our elders. And now we have Donald Trump wanting to put another $54 billion on top of the already bloated military budget. And where's that money going to come from? It's going to come from all kinds of programs that we as women need and want to make our lives and the lives of our communities better. And how are we going to do that? The only way we can do it is through our alternative sources of media, and radio and community radio is more important than ever. So I want to say thank you for your work in bringing the community together, and that anybody who is considering the, quote, choices, as the Trump administration says, if it's getting a new iPhone or healthcare, ha, 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 one choice you really have to make is supporting community radio. In these times, we need you, we thank you, and love you. Happy Women's Day.